Until recently, the French presidential campaign looked like a familiar left-right affair. Now it's become a lot more complicated. A third candidate named François Bayrou is exploiting voters' doubts about the leading big party candidates. He touts himself as the centrist alternative. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
François Bayrou took his campaign to the Paris suburbs last week, where he got a warm welcome in the working-class, largely immigrant-populated town of Saint-Denis. Crowds gathered around him, shouting encouragement and firing off questions. "We're sick of the left and the right, and now we want someone like you from the center, Mr. Bayrou," shouts one man. A little later, Bayrou stops to listen to the concerns of 18-year-old Laetitia Bongo. "Young people today have a hard time finding work, and we need your help," she says. "And if you're from the suburbs and the housing projects as I am, companies just won't hire you." The crowd begins chanting Bayrou for president. This is the kind of reception conservative frontrunner Nicolas Sarkozy could only dream of, in a place where he is still deeply mistrusted. As the interior minister, he was responsible for cracking down on the unrest in areas like this during riots a year and a half ago, when he called the rioting youths scum. While he has been busy trying to lure voters away from far-right candidate Jean-Marie Le Pen, Sarkozy didn't see Bayrou capturing the middle ground. Bayrou has shot up in the polls from a distant third place and is now neck and neck with the once wildly popular socialist candidate Ségolène Royal, whose campaign has now fizzled. Media reports say the Socialist Party is panic-stricken as it scrambles to come up with an anti-Bayrou strategy. 5 weeks before the first round of the presidential poll, Christophe Barbier, editor of the political magazine L'Express, says Bayrou has shifted the political debate in a country accustomed to a stark left-right divide.
Because he has become the anti-system candidate. Up until now, that was the role of an untouchable candidate, like Jean-Marie Le Pen. But with François Bayrou, people feel they can cast a clean and intelligent ballot while still voting in protest.
François Bayrou grew up on a farm in southwestern France near the Pyrenees Mountains. Bayrou, a former agriculture minister, was right at home talking with farmers and chasing the rural vote at the recent giant annual farm fair in Paris. Bayrou is head of the center-right UDF party, has been in parliament for 21 years, and has run for president before. But for this election, he's marketing himself as a new face, as a centrist who's offering French voters a third way. He says the French want to work together and are sick of a political system that divides them. Critics say Bayrou's policies are vague and his plan to bring the left and right together in a national unity government is wishful thinking. But Bayrou says political reconciliation is the only way to save the country.
France needs to get hold of herself and get back into shape. And the only way this can happen is if we stop the political warfare between the left and the right that's been going on for the last 25 years. We have to work together with the best ideas from each side. And this is one reason the French people support me, because there is a deep desire for new faces and new methods.
In a presidential race where 60% of the people say they don't trust the right or the left, and 45% have not yet made up their minds how they're going to vote, Bayrou is a serious threat to the big party machines. Recent polls show that if Bayrou can beat Sarkozy or Royal on April 22nd, he could handily defeat the other in the second round of voting and end up president of France. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.